right now in the United States, Lance Armstrong is giving an interview to Oprah Winfrey, which the world will get to see on Thursday night. All kinds of speculation about what he's going to say, what he's going to admit to. What really matters, of course, is what they might call the court of public opinion, what people think of Lance Armstrong. And the majority, I think their minds are made up. Lance Armstrong, the hero, was a media or a public relations construct. The man himself was human, made mistakes, did things wrong. Never as brilliant as everybody made out he was. I think the mistake Lance Armstrong's making is he's giving this interview to Oprah. Rewind 20 years, Michael Jackson gave an interview to Oprah where he denied very serious allegations against him. This week, Lance Armstrong, as we are told, will give an interview where he will admit very serious allegations against him. It didn't work for Michael Jackson. He never shook off those allegations. He was never guilt-free. He was never cleansed. He was never able to properly move on. And I think the same will be true of Lance Armstrong. If he admits to being anything less than perfect, if that hero is seen to fall, then the media will have a field day. The story won't be Lance Armstrong's only human or Lance Armstrong's confession. The story will be all the things that the media has built up that up till now they've not had the guts to print. It will be open season on Lance Armstrong. And if he delivers anything less than 100% of the truth, then they will destroy him. Lance Armstrong, the hero, was created by the media, and it will be destroyed by the media. A pre-recorded interview with Oprah is not good enough. It won't satisfy people because Oprah Winfrey has no questions for Lance Armstrong. The people with the questions for Lance Armstrong, the cycling authorities, his fellow competitors who were clean, who did not take drugs, who have nothing to admit to, and the millions of fans around the world, the people who bought into Lance Armstrong, the hero. They're the ones who he has to win over this week, and they're the ones with the most important questions for him. And by putting himself in a position where, even in this social age, and Lance Armstrong knows we live in a social age, and he has benefited from that over the last few years, by turning his back on these people at this time, not taking questions from them, I think he leaves himself wide open to whatever he says to Oprah, receiving a very empty response. People will draw their own conclusions, and I think by and large they already have.